Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
So we've got this list of the 30 things you need to do before the age of 30.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I'm 32, and there's a few things on here that just haven't happened for me yet.
Okay.
And so I'm wondering if you guys agree with this or not, or maybe have something to add to it if you do 404-741-Q100. These are the things that you really should know how to do or have before you turn the age of 30.
And this is according to who?
This is according to an online poll called Frisky.
Frisky.com.
All right.
Yes. So it's a Frisky list. Just FYI. A little warning there. All right. So number one on the list is the clothes that fit that she is now, not the size she was 5 years ago.
Say that again.
Clothes that fit the size the woman is now, not the size she was 5 years ago.
Women do tend to do this, don't you?
So in my closet, clothes that fit me now. Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yes. Because I think that we hold on to 18 for too long. And we're never going to be 18.
You're shaking
again.
Your head, Wendy.
Yeah, I can't do that yet.
So you
well,
have.
She's far still from 30, though.
Holding on to them.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get back in them.
Okay. By the time you're 30,
I really
just
have to.
By your size that you are now.
How old are some of the jeans or some of the clothes that you have in your closet that you're sure you're getting back into?
Well, they're from high school. Mm-hmm. Senior year.
So is that one size difference?
I think so. One or two.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to go back and try to fit in them.
You haven't. Yeah. Pretty soon.
I can't even try them on right now because I'll be embarrassed because they don't fit.
You got several years, but a few more years from now, they need to all go to Goodwill.
Maybe.
Hold on.
Okay. Number two, if it's the 30 before 30 series, a weekly income that covers the rent or mortgage payment.
Absolutely.
You need to always have enough toilet paper.
Oh, I'm bad about that.
If you're 30, why? If you're under 30? A lot of times you just run out.
You just run out and...
Ew, that's going to hurt.
You use other things.
Bachelorette style.
I'm bad about that.
Are you?
I am terrible. So, yeah, I run out of toilet paper and I'm like, well, where's the Kleenex? I mean, you're screwed.
I'm always a little surprised how much tissue paper you guys go through. A lot of tissue.
Yes.
Women, man. A lot of tissue.
Right, Kleenex or toilet paper?
Well, it's toilet paper.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can just drip.
What?
Yeah, stop.
Y'all don't need to. We have to use toilet paper every time we go. Every time. Regardless of what we're doing.
And it's got to be the good stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think not only should you not be running out of toilet paper, but you need to have your brand that you mm-hmm. always buy, the one that you like.
What's your brand?
It's like Cottonelle Aloe Vera.
Really? With
double rolls.
With the double stitching in it.
I think so.
Do you guys know your brand?
I just buy Charmin, whatever.
Most, I bet you have that generic one that just says toilet paper.
Probably Scott brand. Yeah, I don't know.
Feels like sandpaper when you wipe with it.
Gross.
I use emails usually from Tracy and Bert.
Right.
Print them all out and leave them in a little box.
Nasty.
They say before 30, you should have a hairstylist that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have the Big O.
Oh, my
30.
God. Yes.
I mean, I think a lot more times than...
Yeah.
Bert looked at Wendy and then decided that he's not going to say anything.
I'll ask it. Have you been there, Wendy?
Let's not ask that.
Have you been there? Have you experienced one?
Possibly.
You don't like to talk about your sex life at all.
No, I don't.
She has family.
Her mom's listening.
It's her hometown.
My aunt, uncle listen. They're all from the South.
She grew up here. We didn't, so.
I know. It does make it more difficult.
Yeah. I can't even look at her.
Can you just nod yes or no?
Why? I'm assuming yes. I'm just assuming. I'm not even going to ask her. But I think
which uncle was it that you're nervous about?
The one that gave it to her.
That's what I'm talking about.
God. Are you kidding me?
I like being a guy. Okay.
He can kick your ass.
Okay. Also on this 30 before 30 list is you should have a favorite song, adult website, image, movie, or fantasy that always gets you in the mood.
I'm not sure I have that.
Wait, what?
Like a fantasy that gets you in the mood or something to get you all revved up before the actual race?
Like Saw
Just
4.
Like a thought?
Like what?
Saw 4.
Yeah, right.
Just like that, Jeff.
Or SpongeBob.
Melissa?
Well, I think like with the fantasy things, we've talked about this before, the Stranger Stranger Things. So the scenarios are different. Like I couldn't focus on a person because especially, I mean, if it's not Katie, it's a stranger. Because I mean, even when I was single, I couldn't focus on a person because then I'd be embarrassed, you know, if I ever saw them.
Blush the next day or whatever.
But yeah, the whole stranger situations, you know.
Like the elf on the shelf.
Well, now,
can you turn off his microphone so we can get through
his?
This?
Bert made the worst joke.
Bert. Look at how high pitched I am. That means I'm mad at you. Okay. You bad joke maker, shocker. You just say stuff to shock people.
Before 30, you should have health insurance, a signature drink, a healthy relationship with your parents, and bras in the correct size.
It's a lot to take in.
The bras is important. Yeah, you should know that in your 20s. Yeah.
You guys all isn't it like 90% of women don't wear?
I'm one of them. I don't get good bras.
Too big or too small?
I guess I don't know.
You're probably not the correct size around.
I don't know. I just don't want to go in somewhere and have them measure me.
Do you have that indentation thing when you take your bra off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just can't.
I was wearing the wrong size for forever until I went to Intimacy.
Yeah.
Remember I was telling you guys about that last year? And it is kind of embarrassing because they full on measure you and you're full on, hey, hanging out.
That's why I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But they're real discreet about it. And then they really help you get into the right ones. And then you wear the right ones. You're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
So that's better. I haven't done.
Yeah, that's great.
So you guys have a signature drink?
I'm just drinking it all.
Wendy's like, whatever the guy in front of me is going to buy.
Well, the thing is, I think it changes. Like because different phases, you have different drinks. So I think that the signature drink, I don't think it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not consistent for me.
Like is there an older woman's drink? Like when I look at dudes that are drinking like Manhattans, they're like 55 years old. Are there older women's drinks that are standards?
A Tom Collins sounds old to me. I don't even know what's in it. Just the name of it sounds
old.
Yeah,
I don't know how it is either.
I don't know if they're... Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a goose and tonic. That's my signature. Okay, let's see.
But I want to go back to the healthy relationship with parents. I do think that's important before you're 30. Because I think that shows maturity. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the toilet paper one and the, you know, all the other ones are a kind of a sign of... that you're kind of getting your life together financially, that if you have enough toilet paper, you know, you're thinking about going to groceries because you have the money to get groceries because you're not going paycheck to paycheck. But I think that what a lot of women don't strive for as much as they should is the good relationship with your parents, because you're no longer a teenager. You can't gripe. You can't whine. You can't complain anymore. You're an adult, so you have to be an adult. You know what I mean? So I think that was an important one we kind of breezed over.
Also on the list, enough alcohol in her home to offer drop-by guests a cocktail.
To you. Wendy, I imagine you have like two big bottles of something and then there's nothing else.
Actually, all I have in my fridge is a bottle of wine, but it's a big bottle of unopened wine right now.
Big box?
No, it's actually a full-on bottle. I love my wine.
Also, an emergency hangover remedy? McDonald's Fountain Coke, period.
I'll do it for you right now.
Is there something weird about that?
Must have. Like, and it's from nowhere else. Like, it will not work unless it is a McDonald's large fountain
for Stacey. I'm not a fan.
Stacey, it's quarter pounders. I told you. I hope she didn't get mad at me for that. We had a long weekend a couple of weekends ago, and my wife went through 4 quarter pounders in 1 weekend.
Yeah, you didn't say that. But y'all know.
She's going to kick you in the moose knuckle.
Hopefully she's working out right now.
Better protect that camel toe.
Dude, you can't follow up with that.
4.
And hopefully she's working out right now?
No, I didn't say hopefully. Well, hopefully in that. She's
not listening.
My wife ate big the other weekend. You wonder why she smokes. It's because her husband's an a-hole.
This is the 30 before 30 series. You have to have a voter registration card before you're 30.
Yes.
Check. Yes. A wardrobe that includes a perfectly flattering little black dress, a great pair of heels, jeans that make your butt look great, and a cute hat that hides a bad hair day.
Check.
Check.
Yeah. Oops.
Check, 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 check. A yearly appointment with your gyno.
Yes.
Yes.
Check. The name of reliable movers to give to her friends when they ask for help relocating.
That's a smart one right there.
Reliable movers?
Yeah, if your friend calls you to say, hey, you know, if little Bello calls you up and says, hey, I need your help moving into my new post apartment, you can say, guess who I can tell you to call?
Oh, I don't have one of those yet.
Call these people right here, and then you don't spend your Saturday moving her.
That's solid right there. That's really good advice.
If you want to confidently answer that, just pick a number and follow it by Men with a Truck. Because there's always a moving company. 8 Men with a Truck. Okay.
Well, here it's 2 Men with a Truck.
It's all 2 Men with a
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Do you want me to highlight a couple more of these that are on here?
Only if you can do it quickly.
A retirement fund, a commitment to exercise, a favorite position, a good BS detector, a vacation look forward to once a year.
You don't do that enough.
The vacation?
And Melissa, you don't do that enough, I don't think, either.
Well, the thing is, Katie and I hate to fly. The thing is, we do take road trips.
You limit yourself.
We do road trips every year.
I'm starting it. I started it this year with birthday trip. So that'll be yearly.
Three more. The gumption to ask a man out on your own, a group of girlfriends who get it, and a great vibrator.
Oh, yay.
Oh, that's a note we're going to leave on, huh?
Yeah, okay, we're good. Not even looking at Wendy. Not even looking.
Get it. The Bird Show.